This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Business with Sfisos Kanjada, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
It is 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener. And yeah, we're getting into one of the other conversations, of course, that we said we'd get into, just trying to make sense around what the August numbers are looking at. And those are the August Bankserve Africa Take-Home Pay Index. And yeah, I mean, a couple of reflections, you know, on that, because we've just had our quarterly employment statistics come out. And those often also look at, of course, you know, what are the trends, the quarterly trends on bonus payments, extra time payments and basic salaries as well. And yeah, we saw a modest increase in basic salaries. We saw a big drop off in bonus payments and quite an increase in terms of overtime. However, of course, that also had a bit of a base effect because that's that number is smaller in the context of the bigger picture. But I think the whole point, you know, around this is really just, does it give us a little bit of a sense around what's going on in our economy from a labor force point of view and the REM context surrounding that. And so when we read some of these Bankserve numbers, I think they really do a very lovely job in just kind of also just enveloping some of the latent conversations around the state of pay in our economy. And of course, this big pressure point that also has been, I guess, being thrown all the time around kind of wage demands. But ultimately, you know, when the rubber hits the road and you look at the transactions, that's the actual, a nicer picture as well to get to see and see what's going on there. And so we are joined by Lee Skruger, who is an independent economist and, of course, one of the co-authors on the Bankserve Take-Home Pay Index. Lee, good evening. Again, as always, we welcome you on the show and appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Sfiso.
Yeah, maybe just getting into, I guess, the August highlights for the Bankserve Take-Home Pay Index. Want to share a few things with us?
Yes, so the main number is the nominal average take-home pay. So what you actually get, felt into your pocket. We have seen that number increasing marginally in August, about 300 rand, and seem to be stabilizing. That salary is almost the same level compared to 3 months ago. So we had two consecutive months of drops the previous 2 months, and now we've got a small increase. So it gives the impression that there's a bit of a stabilization in the take-home pay, though it is still lower compared to what we've had in Feb this year. So there has been a declining trend, which we have explained by looking at the number of salaries that have increased quite a bit in the previous two quarters. You might recall a previous conversation around, you know, more job creation being signaled by the more salaries paid in our banking system. And then we subsequently got some confirmation from the labor force survey. But then again, yesterday's numbers from the quarterly employment stats showed a drop in the formal sector employment, which is a bit of a contradictory to what the labor force survey was indicating and also what Bankserve data has been indicating about the second quarter. So it's all sometimes a bit confusing. But let me say what makes the Bankserve data quite useful is it is, number one, you know, based on actual transactions.
Yeah.
So we take the total value of all salaries paid into bank accounts, and there the survey, or let me say the sample is about 4 million salaries, and then divided by the number of salaries. So it's an average for the economy. So, you know, if the average comes down because of the fact that there's more salaries maybe at a lower income level, then it's not necessarily such a bad thing. But, you know, if we compare it to inflation, we realize, you know, salaries have not kept up because in real terms, we are looking at a fairly big drop of about 8% on an annual basis.
Sure. And I mean, do we have, when we look at this data, Elise, do we have a view around of those, I guess, 4 million transactions that we are studying at this point in time, how much of those are, I guess, of full-time employment or part-time employment? I think would be quite interesting to also juxtapose those with the numbers that come out from the QES.
Yes, yeah, unfortunately not specifically, although Banksurf only picks it up as a salary if it has been flagged as a salary, basically in a payroll system. So from that point of view, it is a bit more of a, I would say, the formalized sector, at least where you use a payroll system that is captured in the data. But you know, the fact that we've seen the numbers, or I would say the added opportunities being in the lower income group, you know, let me also believe that it's probably more on the informal sector side than the formal sector side.
Mm. And have you been able to also analyze any, I guess, relationship with kind of monetary policy and, I guess, trends in terms of payment data that comes through, or take home pay data that comes through? You know, I'm just thinking, I mean, on the top of my head, one would assume that firms slow down the investment process from a human capital point of view when there's an kind of upward cycle in terms of interest rates, and that could translate as well either to lower kind of effective pay or actually just kind of lower jobs coming through in any case. Do you study some of those relationships as well, Elise?
Yeah, I agree with what you say in terms of, you know, the linkages with monetary policy and how that will, you know, make it sort of a bit more difficult for companies to maybe, you know, add employees. I think we've seen that maybe as a reflection was more on the stats the data from the Quarterly Labour Force survey that showed a lot more part-time and temporary jobs compared to full-time jobs.
Mm.
So there I think it could perhaps, but it's not really evident in the banks of data per se, because we cannot see that split between, you know, more temporary jobs or more permanent jobs. But I would say that, you know, in general, that is very true. And I think that's maybe what we also see here in terms of, you know, more lower paid jobs being added as opposed to higher paid jobs. And that could also be a reflection of just how difficult it is out there for companies.
Mm. And just coming back to the inflation piece as well, I mean, of course, you did make mention that salaries have lagged inflation in you know, over, is it over the kind of the last month or over the whole year that we've seen kind of the trend continue to be pervasive?
Yes, definitely. Well, let me say over the whole year. So year to date, we have lagged. And also on a monthly basis for each of the months in the past, about past year. So it has been building, you know, given that we've seen the nominal wage, you know, moderating as a result of, like I say, the lower income and, you know, salaries incorporated in the pool. On top of that, then, you know, the impact of inflation. So it has been almost a double whammy for the real side, because the nominal side is not kept up at all. And on top of that, higher inflation. However, we hoped that the July number, the 7.8 headline CPI, was the upper turning point of the cycle, and that looking forward, you know, we could see this sort of eroding impact of inflation moderating a bit towards year end.
Sure. And then just the last point, Elise, is that one on the kind of, the private pensions index, and that's showing a little bit of, the average nominal private pension reaching 10,000 per month. That's an interesting juxtaposition as well compared to this month's take-home pay index.
Yes, indeed. You know, we have been scratching our heads to understand, you know, how come pensions payouts have been keeping up so well, you know, rising in nominal terms and also in real terms, keeping up with inflation. So for the past 4 months, we had positive real increases in the payouts. So we will investigate this a bit further. But for now, we are thinking, you know, it could mean that over time, our pension fund managers have done well to, you know, to beat inflation in terms of returns in the marketplace. It would not feel like that right now with markets plummeting, but, you know, this is a bit more of a long-term game. So hopefully, you know, longer-term returns have beaten inflation. Or it could perhaps be more on the negative side that maybe withdrawals have been increasing, you know. So we need to drill down a bit into the details of that to try and get a proper handle on why.
Yeah.
But we are encouraged, you know, by seeing this and, you know, thinking that our pensioners, the average pensioner out there, has been better off compared to the average salary earner.
Sure. That's certainly, I think, going to be one, quite an interesting one to unpack, I guess, when you guys have ultimately had a chance to see some of those disaggregated numbers, particularly driving that pension, that private pensions index coming also from banks. Elise, thank you very much. And yeah, we always look forward to having these conversations with you as and when these numbers come out.
Thank you very much.
Power listener, that was Elise Kruger, who is an independent economist and, of course, one of the authors as well in the BankServe Take-Home Pay Index. And, of course, we were just reflecting on the August numbers.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.